All right, welcome to Real Life, Real Love with Don and Josh Walker. Hope everyone is having a great day. We've had a hard time with this podcast because we've been kind of going back and forth and disagreeing with things and trying to make it perfect, which it will never be. Welcome, Don. Word to Big Bird. Our son is going to join us in a little bit. He's going to be going back to school, to high school here. He's never been to high school. Last time he was at school, I guess it was seventh grade. He has stage one autism. Level one autism. And so he just wants to learn, and he's excited about that. So, but he's also scared out of his mind. So being that we're a small school in Lytle, it's just, it's scary for us too, because we know how much like he cares about learning, and
that he just wants to learn.
He just wants to learn.
He wishes he could go and have no interruptions of other students. He just wants to learn things.
Yes. And that's very hard to do. So he doesn't understand sometimes when kids are like just acting stupid and like, dude, doesn't this kid want to learn? he's just going to have to kind of learn how to deal with it, I guess.
Yeah.
But he'll
be very
distracting. He'll be joining us here in a little bit. We were practicing a little bit ago, and he went on for about 8 minutes talking.
And he loved it.
Yeah, he loved it. He's like, this is the greatest thing ever. This is entertaining. I'm the best guest ever. but he'll be joining here a little bit. Anyway, what's going on with you, Don? Everything going all right?
Everything's perfect.
Is it perfect?
Yes, of course it is, Joshua.
Nothing less. Hostility. You started a new job. Can we talk about that?
Mm-hmm.
We won't say where you're working. We'll just say new job. It's work from home, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Monday through Friday. It's a little different around the house because you're like in your little war zone with all your computers around you. But so far, so good.
Yes. So far, so good.
Excited about it.
I don't want to talk too soon, but yeah. I think I might like it. We'll see.
I think you will. I think you're going to do a really good job at it. Seems like you will. I mean,
it's much more what I've been looking for. So only time will tell.
And you're kind of like Ian in a little way because you stress out about certain things. Like even driving to your last job, you had to drive to San Antonio, and just driving stressed you the shit out. So being at home at lunch, right after work, helps.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing. I want to talk about Britney Spears, but we're not going to talk about that because she's an amazing wife, woman. And what else you got? Feet Finder. We could talk about Feet Finder. I got some things listed here.
Talk about my feet.
We could talk about... Okay, so this is really weird. And I wasn't going to talk about this, but I will. I said I'm done. Okay, so I was watching TikTok a lot. And they're all, feetfinder.com, feetfinder. I've made thousands and thousands of dollars. And I was like, fuck it. You know what? I'm going to set down up a feetfinder account, and I'm going to sell her feet. So I set her up account.
He did it. He really
without
really
letting
did
her
it.
Know. And I was like, hey, do you mind if I take a photo of your feet? And anyway, so I set it up, and then I realized.
Well, and I was like, yeah, my toes look great.
And I'm not down with feet, bro. Sure. But I'm not going to be looking for photos of feet anytime soon. And so, anyway, I deleted it right away because I realized it was just a big scam. And it wasn't a scam website. Like,
it's
putting
a scam.
I mean, it is, but.
The thing is that you did it. And then you looked into it.
No, I looked into it, but then I started seeing more videos, and then I really looked into it.
Then you were like, oh, these people don't ever post. These people don't have any followers.
So what Feet Finder was doing is they were paying people to talk about how much money they made.
Imagine that.
Without doing ads. You're supposed to say, like, if you do an ad and you're getting paid for it, you're supposed to say it's an ad. Like, somewhere on the TikTok, it says it's an ad. But they weren't doing that, so... but then I saw this one video of this lady like, oh, I got these Lamborghinis and all this stuff. And I was like, oh, my God, this is so fake. This is so dumb. And then, so.
And you have to subscribe to it.
Yeah, it's my bad. My bad, bro. But you have nice feet, I guess.
I do.
Some pretty nice little toesies.
Yeah. Very sparkly.
Speaking of toesies, so their night, you were asleep and it was super late. I don't know, it's probably 2 a.m. And I didn't want to use the restroom in our bedroom because I didn't want to be at I don't want to like open the door and it creaks and it makes too much noise. So I was going to go into the kids' bathroom. And, and they have like their little gate set up so the dogs won't come out because the dogs are super loud. So they had this gate up. And I might have been a little tipsy that night. And so I stepped over the gate. And when I stepped over the gate, I stepped in dog shit with my bare feet. And that would have been a good photo for Feet Finder. Gross.
For somebody.
Dude, and I slipped. I almost fell. And I was like, oh, my God. Dude, and there was poo all over my feet. And this is like, probably, yeah, it's at 2 a.m. So, and I woke up Presley. I was like, Presley, I just stepped in poop. She's like, I'm asleep. I was like, I don't care.
I bet you Ian didn't even wake up.
I just stepped in poop. Anyway, so I had to, so I went back to our bathroom, and I don't know, I didn't wake you up, so that's good, and I had to clean
my... Yeah, if only you'd come here first.
I had to wash me feet. I know, I was so pissed.
You were pooped.
I was pooped. It was disgusting. So, stupid dogs. That's what happens when you have so many dogs.
Yeah, no joke. So we have your... poop problem, and then you had your tooth problem.
Dude, I hate the dentist. Like, I would rather get my arm cut off than go to the dentist.
And I always make him a dental appointment because it's so important to take care
of. No, it is. Teeth. I have bad teeth, bro. I know I have bad teeth.
So the last time I made an appointment, he called and he was like, oh, I'm sick. I can't come in. And I was like, what the hell is the matter with you? So I made him an appointment again, but with the kids this time. So he had to go. And then he goes, will you go last?
No, you're second. So Ian goes, I go in with Ian and I make sure I stay with him. And everything goes fine. They're like, hey,
we're ready,
you
know, for you, Mr.
Yeah, we
Walker.
Can go ahead and get you set up. If he's okay by himself, I was like, Ian, you cool? He's like, yeah. So I go into the other room, wait there for a while. And then they're, you know, my anxiety goes through the roof.
My blood pressure goes up.
I was like, sir, you know you have high blood pressure? I was like, fuck yeah, I do. Like, especially when I'm in here.
It's your fault, not mine.
Yeah. And so, anyway, they're cleaning my teeth. And then all of a sudden, she's like, she stops. She's like, I just knocked one of your fillings out. I've never had that happen before. Hold on 1 second. I'll be right back.
But it wasn't a filling.
Yeah, it was.
It was like a cap.
No, it was a filling. Like a cavity filling. Like a cavity filling popped out.
Oh, but a big one. Is it a big one?
It was just a very...
We couldn't leave without them taking care of
it. Yes, but the doctor that had done it wasn't there. So they got this other makeshift doctor come in.
And they were going to let you go home. They were like,
you
have to come back tomorrow.
They're like, come on tomorrow. Like, I was like, dude, there's something sticking out of my tooth. Like, I feel like something... She's like, it's fine. I was like, no, fine. You got to take care of this. So come on, Ian. You can sit down here. We're just talking about a tooth story. And so anyway, I had to go back. They're like, well, we'll fix this up for you, kind of get you taped up and then come back tomorrow and we'll take care of this. The doctor so-and-so will be there. So I was like, son of a bitch. I had to go back the next day and take care of it, which I was not happy about because, like I said, my anxiety's through the roof.
Yeah, poor guy. I felt a little bad. I just want you to take care of your teeth.
I know, and I appreciate that. I just, like, our family's known for bad teeth. There's nothing really I can do. I'm just screwed. So
no, you take care of them.
But speaking of Ian is here to join us. What's going on, Ian? Doing all right?
Were y'all talking about me?
We were just saying, like, your dentist appointment.
And how you have perfect teeth.
Yeah, I don't know how I have perfect teeth. It's really terrible.
You have good teeth.
I mean, did you say anything about me brushing my teeth? Okay, good.
We talked about Dad's tooth getting all broken.
Right. Well, hello, real life, real lovers.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing today? Doing all right, Ian? Everything going
good? I'm doing pretty terribly, actually.
Why?
I have a complaint for the people at Pop-Tart.
What happened to the Pop-Tarts? What's going on?
Well, I ate a Pop-Tart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And?
Well, the first one was great. It was pretty good. It was good. This complaint is mainly for the people in the strawberry division. The first one I had was fine. The second one I had, first of all, far too many sprinkles. Far too many. And... Second, there was like a tumor on it. It was like a tumor.
On the Pop-Tart?
Yeah, it was inflated. It was weird. And I thought that I might like, I thought that if I bit it, I might get some sort of disease.
Did you? Did you take it out?
I hope not.
I'll find out. Did you just eat it just now?
But did you eat it?
I did bite into it. My stomach.
You took a chance?
A grave mistake. Mr. Pop-Tart, I have a problem with your strawberry division of your headquarters.
Well, maybe they're listening to this podcast.
Underground headquarters.
What's your favorite flavor in a Pop-Tart?
I'm not done with my...
Okay, I'm sorry.
I forgot what I was saying.
Your complaint about Pop-Tart.
No, I know I was talking about that, but I forgot what I was going to say. It would have been banger. Funny.
What's your favorite Pop-Tart right now? If you're going to eat a Pop-Tart for the rest of your life, what flavor is it going to be?
Ew. You like the gross ones. You like the hot fudge sundae.
Okay, That stuff is just plain sugar. I would never eat something like that. I don't know which one is my favorite. They're all pretty bad? Mediocre.
What about, what's your favorite cookies?
What's my favorite cookies?
Ian's been making some banger cookies lately.
That's true, I have.
You've been making really good cookies.
People are asking me to stop adding marshmallows, which upsets me.
I only asked because they were a little bit too sweet for me.
Okay.
So if you want to have marshmallows on them, add marshmallows.
I will add marshmallows.
I know.
And you're going to hate it.
You added graham crackers also to
it's some cookies. It's true, I did. They were yummy.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were yum. And I loved a cold drink.
Do you think if Gordon Ramsay tried your cookies, he would like them?
No.
Why not?
Because I assume not. I don't know. I feel like I feel like it's different for desserts in his sort of way. You know, his palate is absolutely astonishing. And I think that if you just do a dessert thing, it's different from the usual, like, steak or something that he eats, that he makes himself every day.
So his area of expertise is not in desserts?
Nope. I'm calling you out, Gordon. Gordo.
Gordo.
He could.
Fighting words.
Yes, Mr. Ramsay. I don't know. He could. I don't know. There is no way to tell because I don't know him. He's like all the way somewhere.
Could you see yourself being like a chef one day?
No.
What do you want to... What's your...
Mars?
Chef on Mars? What if you're making cookies on Mars, bro?
Listen here.
If you're making cookies on Mars, I bet you're the only person making cookies on Mars.
Yeah, so you will have the best cookies.
Yeah. Anyway... I don't know. Say something.
So you're going to school here soon.
That's true.
You're going to high school, first time ever.
Yep.
Are you excited about that?
Sure.
You nervous about it?
Yes.
What are you nervous about?
The
interaction with people, or is it more of just high school?
It's a new experience. It's new. You know, it's new. And there are some people that I haven't seen in, what has it been, 3 years? Yes, it has been 3 years. Yeah. Well, no. I left in December. Two and two-thirds of a year. That's how long it's been. I think.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
What do you need help most in? Like, what do you need help in? Like, what can the school do for you to help you succeed?
I don't know. I don't know what high school is like. I've never been to that place. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know what I was thinking. I was just thinking about a drink.
You got sidetracked real quick?
Yeah.
Huh. What drink were you thinking about?
Like a really nice one, like like Gatorade, like it's like blue and cold. A cold drink. Yes. Just so you know, he hates the words yummy, yum.
I do.
And cold drink. So say that to him at the pub. If you see him.
Yeah, I hate those words. Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
For letting everyone know.
Yes.
You don't like the word naked, right?
No, it's just the way you say it. You're like naked.
Naked.
Like it's
N-E-K-I-D. Naked.
Yes.
Naked.
Like you say it like you're bad at speaking.
So, well, I am bad at speaking. I'm still learning here, bro. Okay? Trying. So, SpaceX, all that stuff, you're into the Elon Musk, Tesla, you're into... You don't want to talk about it or what?
I don't like... You're putting... what's it called? What is it called? Interests in my honor.
Mm-hmm.
No. I disagree with some things.
What do you enjoy?
I enjoy the big old rockets, you know?
Yeah.
The ones that, you know, they go up.
Yeah. What is your favorite rocket right now?
I don't know.
You have a lot of them or what?
Which one are you most interested in at the moment?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Moon rocket?
Oh...
That's what we're alluding to.
There's many, many rockets. And you know, actually, today, there's a rocket that looks like a pee-pee.
You can say penis if you want.
No. That'd be inappropriate.
Okay, the rocket, but anyway, Jeff Bezos rocket.
Anyways, the penis rocket.
Yes.
I don't like talking.
The top of the penis.
Yes, the
crew quarters.
The tip flew off. But don't worry, it landed safely.
And there was no humans in it.
There was no humans in it. I thought there was humans in it first.
So they had to abort at the last minute. How high were they when they aborted?
It aborted in flight.
In flight, yes.
The booster.
It
like
was an anomaly.
Yes, as the woman said.
While I was watching it with Ian.
It's true.
She said anomaly.
Yes. You should. I remember there's... forget it.
What's the name of that? What's the name of the rocket again?
Which one?
The one that just... the penis rocket. What's the name of it?
New Shepard.
New Shepard?
Yes.
Hmm.
And they keep calling it a she for some reason.
Is that a joke?
Took you a minute.
You're a funny guy. Funny guy today, buddy.
The podcasts bring it out.
Yep.
You know, I don't like being in the public eye, but man, I swear, in the public eye, I like being in the public ear. The public ear, not the eye, because I don't want to be seen. I don't want these,
Well, you used to love being on the podcast when you were young, or not my YouTube videos,
the YouTube.
On the vlogs a lot when you're younger.
What a big mistake.
But dude, what are you talking about? No, when you're older and we look back at those things, it's going
to
be cool.
It doesn't have to be on the internet for people to see. We can just film stuff.
But why does that make you so mad?
Because some people can just look at it, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, it's fun. That's what I enjoy. I know you don't like being on there anymore. That's why I try not to put you on video as much as possible.
As much as possible.
I haven't put you on a vlog in a while.
Was the last one I was on, was that whenever you really had to go to the bathroom? Well,
yes, I think so. Yes. We went to Burger King. And Burger King's not that good, by the way.
By the way, you're wrong.
Yes, I am right.
It's underrated. I'm sure they might overdo some stuff, but they never get the order wrong, unlike some other places. But though I think the people in there might be doing some kind of drugs.
What kind of drugs are they doing?
A crack. And, you know, marijuana.
Yeah, the marijuana.
Uh-huh.
So if you had to rate...
That's a line that I said, isn't it, from one of the videos?
Probably so.
I think I said that, I remember.
I did.
It was whenever Presley got busted for drugs.
Yeah, I remember
and
that.
And then in the background I said, marijuana. That's exactly how I said it, wasn't it?
I think
and
so.
That was the line where I said, I'm dragging this out too long.
That's fine. Good thing they didn't check my bag or something like that. Good thing. And obviously, Presley did not have drugs on her.
I'm just glad they didn't check my backpack. That's what I said.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yes.
That was a few years ago, so maybe everyone should go back and find that vlog. That's pretty funny.
I don't know. I might have been...
I think it was called My Daughter Got Busted for Drugs or something like that.
Yes, and...
It was a banger.
I think that was one of the better ones, but I don't remember if I was annoying in it or not.
No, you're never annoying. You're always funny in our videos.
I disagree.
Well, because it's just you.
Yes, because it's me.
Okay.
I'm just used to you being annoying.
Thanks, buddy.
Yes, you're welcome.
Okay, question for you.
Okay.
Best fast food restaurant in Lytle?
Burger King.
What's number two?
Mickey D's.
Number three?
Taco Bell.
Number four.
The Church's Chicken.
Number five.
Okay, wait a minute. I might need to reorganize this list. Okay, just keep the first three are fine. I don't know. I don't really do Church's Chicken.
Yeah, you don't? Whataburger, maybe?
Whataburger is very interesting.
Whataburger is gross, actually, in my opinion, because their hamburgers are actually... cold. Every time you get one, it's cold. By the time you get home, you wait 30 minutes sometimes for a hamburger.
You're about to get death threats from the Burger King people over
Fine.
There.
Fine. Bring it on. The hamburger's cold.
Don't.
The hamburger's cold every time you get it.
I swear. To do with this guy.
He's talking about Whataburger.
I know. That's what I said.
Yes, I know.
You said Burger King. He's going to give death threats.
Oh, okay.
I mean...
Well, Burger King sucks, too. I don't like Burger King because I think it has a fake... charbroiled taste or whatever.
Probably because the only thing you've had is like the Impossible Whopper or something.
No, I haven't actually had a hamburger at Burger King in a while because every time I do have one, it leaves a really bad taste in my mouth. I think the best, which I'm not a fan of McDonald's, but I think McDonald's actually has the best in... What?
I'm not a fan of McDonald's, but you're fixing to say, but McDonald's is my favorite.
McDonald's is the best. In Lytle,
so you're a fan.
I'm not a fan, but I have to be a fan. When you're in Lytle, you need fast food. McDonald's, they don't screw it up too bad. It's usually pretty fresh, and it's decent. When you go to Whataburger, it's cold. When you go to Burger King, it leaves a bad taste in my mouth. So I'm going to McDonald's.
All right, well, let me tell you. The fries at Burger King are by far the best fries in the gosh dang state. Sometimes there's like small ones.
Yeah.
And they're like kind of brown, and then you eat them, and then it turns out it's rat poop. I'm kidding. I don't know why I made that joke. Okay, so they taste good. Well, now it feels like I'm saying that rat poop tastes good.
Well, no, their fries are decent. Their fries are good.
What about Bill Miller?
If Bill Miller's gonna be my last choice, unless I'm getting like tacos, breakfast tacos, they're decent.
I also feel that Taco Bell has very good tacos. I don't know about their bells though. They don't. They I don't even think they sell bells. You don't like that one?
A good one. That's a banger, Ian. Taco Bell, every time we do, it's always like when something's closed or it's too busy. Like if McDonald's, Bill Miller's, all those places are busy, we're like, okay, screw it. Let's go to Taco Bell because there's not a line. And every time we go, we regret it right away.
I don't regret it for a second. The cheesy gordita. I think gordito for a man, gordita for a woman, right?
Sure.
Anyway, I like the cheesy gordito and the cheesy gordita. It's I like the cheese. There's cheese, you know? There's cheese.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's all right.
All right.
It's, I mean, that's where I'll have that. And I always get nachos from there, but the nachos always are disappointing. Like, the nachos I like.
Well, then don't get the nachos.
But I
want nachos.
I want nachos. And then every time I eat it and I come home, I'm like, I feel like crap.
What about Dairy Queen?
Ooh. I feel like, oh my gosh. Well, Dairy Queen isn't here, so this is just out of the...
Well, it's not too far from us.
We won't get death threats. So, Dairy Queen, it's Dairy Queen. Their fries are average. Their ice cream is, you know, or should I say blizzards. They have blizzards. They're pretty good, I think.
Have you ever had one of their hot dudes before?
What?
Have you ever had one of their hot dudes?
Is this some kind of joke?
No, they have a sandwich called the Dude. And I love a hot dude with jalapenos.
Okay. Okay, anyway. Thank you for that.
Would you ever try one?
Yep. No, I don't like jalapenos, so I'm going to pass.
Okay.
On the hot dude.
Would you just try a hot dude by itself?
Yeah. I mean, I don't... What's in the hot dude?
I mean, it?
Technically, if there's no jalapenos, is it just some guy?
Let me exactly give you a description of it. Or mom can look it up real quick.
You might get something weird if you look up hot dude.
No.
It's Google. Called The Dude. It's a chicken fried steak sandwich from Dairy Queen.
It's banger, dude.
Chicken fried
sandwich. With lettuce and mayonnaise, and you add jalapenos. It's the best sandwich in the world. I haven't had one in a while. Probably it's been a good while. But maybe we should go try it tomorrow. You want to try a hot dude tomorrow?
No.
Okay. Just want to go to Burger King.
Listen. Okay, mom is showing me a picture of what it looks like. That's a really good-looking dude. You know, and you know, I've started to like...
Oh, that looks really good.
I know. Anyway. Burger King is good, and their tomatoes are good.
You still not like tomatoes, but now you're all about it.
I'm not all about it. I am a fan.
Okay. Well, that's good.
I'm a fan of the tomato.
What restaurant do you want to try that you haven't tried? Because, I mean, I know it's hard for you to go out in public sometimes. Nah. Is there any restaurant that you'd want to go to that you're afraid to go to, maybe, or that...
Afraid to go to?
Yeah.
There's some place called The Bakery Pub. It's,
oh, yeah?
I hate that place. There's a bunch of people that are terrible there.
Ian.
Huh?
You can't say that.
Oh, sorry.
We don't serve food there. We just have food trucks, okay? So, unless you want to get some banger drinks.
Well, I never want to go to that place.
I know, you don't like people. That's fine.
Yes. What?
It's all good.
Yeah, it's fine.
Let's go ahead and end the podcast.
End the podcast. What is it? It's been 30 minutes.
Yes. I don't want to. Dude, it's been late night. We've been doing it. We're trying to work on this podcast for the last hour.
I thought podcasts lasted longer than 30 minutes.
Well,
who's going to listen to this on their drive to work?
Well, a 30 minute drive.
From drives Lidl. To work are like 45 minutes. People want more of me, Dad. Ow. Your laugh just hurt my ears.
Okay, so any last words from you? Anything you need to let anyone know? What's going on in Ian's life? What can we help you with? What's going on? Finish the podcast right here.
I'm not the person that I was in your vlogs 3 years ago. I swear, I'm so different. I'm so different.
Are you better or worse?
I'm better. I'm not that weirdo.
You weren't a weirdo. You were a cool kid. You were a cute, cool kid.
Okay.
And you'll look back at it.
We were all dumb when we're young.
Yeah, but now it's up for everyone.
We all think we're dumb when we're young.
Well, If you, I mean, I'm dancing in the background of some of these, and I'm just because I think it's funny.
Because you're a baby.
Because you're a kid, dude. Okay. It's fun.
I wasn't okay. Okay, listen. It's different because people can just see it. You know, it's just
So you're afraid that people see it and they think that's who you are.
But I don't like, because I know that whenever I watch some stuff with some young kid and I'm like, oh my gosh, I wish he was not in the video. He's making this a terrible experience. That's what I feel like that I'm doing, you know?
No, make it better. Like, people like seeing you. Like, it's, I miss you being in the videos.
Listen, I'm talking about it better. I promise.
Well, I'm talking about the younger me, the less something or other person.
You weren't scared then.
Oh yeah, I was not scared of anything.
And now you're scared of stuff. Maybe it's because of COVID or because of something.
Opinions.
Yeah. Now you just know what people how people are, and then maybe that's what messes you up.
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, we'll figure it out. Hopefully, you'll be in some more vlogs later on and do some stuff.
I don't know. We'll see.
But if not, no problem. I'll try to respect that and try to keep you out of the videos as much as possible.
I know you've been trying.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, but if I paid you $20 to be in the vlog, you'll do it.
And I would accept the money and then avoid being in the video.
Exactly.
Well, exactly. And actually, it'd have to be more than 20.
How much you want now?
40.
40?
Yeah, 40.
For how many minutes?
None. Well, I would
just
tell...
Just for thinking about it?
I would tell you that I'm going
to... Well, then I would just take the money back, buddy.
No. Okay, and I'll give you the money. I have secret places to hide it.
Okay, well, I have secret things, too.
That can
happen.
Okay, interesting.
That was really weird, but... All right, we're ending it now.
Well, that upsets me because I really am enjoying myself. I love speaking whenever I know that people are listening. Like, you know, I talk to these folks around here in the house, not out there. I don't go outside. I just talk, and I'm pretty sure that no one is listening. And, you know, I'm probably right. Maybe, right? Well, would y'all ever remember anything that I say?
All the time. Mom writes all your sayings down. Maybe we can talk about mom's sayings real quick, all the stuff you used to say.
Okay.
And go through that list real quick.
Yes, mother.
Do you want to go through that list real quick of all of Ian's sayings? And then we will end the podcast.
Just say quotes. Sayings is just a really hard word to say.
Okay, Ian's quotes. Since how long have you been taking these, Don? His quotes.
For a while. We can make this a whole other episode.
I know. Yeah, well, how many do you have?
Just this.
Holy crap. You have some of mine thrown there, too?
Yeah, one of yours.
Okay, just one. Thanks.
Yeah, you don't say very interesting things.
Thanks, son.
You're welcome.
And these are just things that he'll say, like, sitting on the couch or just, you know, walking by. Or sitting, like, this one, you came in and you just sat on the bed and you go, there's a lot wrong with everything.
Well, that just makes me sound like a depressed thing.
Well, it was depressing because the light was off in here. I just had my lamp on. You just come in and you sit down on the bed.
There's a lot wrong with
everything. There's a lot wrong with everything.
It sounded like that.
And then you're playing one of your video games and you're like, one of my dinosaurs has tuberculosis.
Yes, it was a pretty fun game.
And then we were leaving one day and I was like, get ready? Because, you know, you never get ready on time.
I get...
And you're hollering from your bedroom, Mom, can I wear dirty pants?
Okay, I can explain. I can explain.
You didn't have any clean pants.
Yeah, that's probably right. But I swear I'm not gross.
We know.
Wink.
And then I think we were talking about maybe going out and doing something, and you're like, there's always at least one psycho.
I mean, it's true.
And then... And
the answer is dad.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
I don't participate. I just watch.
Is that what I said? I don't remember things that I say.
Yeah.
What's another one?
Yeah, well. What was the one that I said today? She wrote one down today.
Everything's just bad, but in a good way.
Yes, yes, that's it. That's,
that could be a shirt, that hardcore.
Is, that, is yeah. the, that is the perfect way to describe my feelings about school.
Yeah.
I mean, everything is pretty bad there, but, you know, I guess I'll get something from it. But there is one thing that I won't get back. My dignity. I don't know. I wanted to say that just because...
Is that all you had, or is there much, much more?
There's some more, but it's okay.
Those are all the ones you got
can
right
we
now?
Talk about them another time?
Okay. Yeah, we'll...
As we add...
All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining us. A little different episode today. Good times, fun. Thank you, Ian, for joining us.
You're welcome.
Oh, but my favorite one is...
Oh, no. Here we go. I'm trying to end this thing.
He goes, well, I'm going to take off.
Yes.
Yes.
It's true. I say that sometimes.
All right, Ian, end the podcast like that.
What?
End the podcast like that.
I don't want to say one of my quotes. That's just a weird...
Say it. Well, I'm going to take off now.
I don't like playing a character. I like being me. I don't like scripts.
Okay, well...
I could act. I could act.
I bet you could. Just not on camera. Because you can't be on...
No, no, no. I can cry on cue.
All right,
no,
cry.
No. We're on a podcast here. I don't need anyone to hear me cry just yet. We haven't gotten that far. I mean, do people listen to this?
Yes.
We'll find out. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
Do you check views?
I really don't actually check views on the podcast. I just put it out and...
It wouldn't be views, it would be listens.
Or listens, yeah. But listen, I'll check for you, okay, buddy?
I want to know how many people listen to the podcast.
Well, then if you know, you're not going to want to do it ever again.
The past... No, 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 no. I'm fine with speaking. Okay. I just don't like being on the camera.
Okay, well then we'll try to do this more often with you then.
Sure.
I think it's fun. All right, guys, make sure you subscribe to Josh Walker Blogs and check out some of the old videos of Ian.
Okay, well, that's ruining my time.
And
I'm just glad I don't know how many people are listening, but I'm glad that it's known now that I don't enjoy my old self. My young self. Hey, I'm old now.
You're 15, buddy.
I like who I am.
We like who you are, too.
Yes, that's good.
All right, guys. Anyway. We love you all. Thank you all for listening. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and check us out. And check us out on Newsbreak. Also, Newsbreak is the newest thing I've been on.
Ugh.
No, Newsbreak is banger, bro. Okay?
Okay.
And we will see you next week, hopefully. Or if not, we'll see you at another time.
Oh, I should say that... Okay, you're about to end it. No, please.
Go ahead and say it.
You said that we love y'all. I don't love them. I don't know who they are. I don't know these people.
Well, don't you love everyone? Couldn't you just say, hey, I love everyone? Like,
no.
Just be nice.
No.
Okay. Well, Ian doesn't love everyone, but I love everyone. Except for that.
I love a select few people.
All right.
Okay.
See you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.